27. And behold, one of the henchmen from the group thought better, had a quick change of mind, and feeling remorseful, sided with Jmanuel. 28. He stretched out his hand, drew his sword, and struck a chief priest's servant, cutting off his ear. 29. Then Jmanuel said to the man, "Put back your sword into its sheath, because anyone taking a sword without being in danger will perish by the sword." 30. Or do you think that I could not have fled before your group arrived? 31. But how could I fulfill my destiny had I done so? 32. And the man turned away and wept, then fled and was never seen again. 33. Thereupon Jmanuel said to the henchman, "You came here with swords and poles to capture me as though I were a murderer." 34. How easy it would have been for you to capture me in the city as I sat there in the temple, teaching daily, yet you did not seize me. 35. You hypocrites, you were no doubt afraid of the people, therefore you now come to me like thieves so you can throw me into prison in darkness, out of the sight of the people. 36. Truly, I say to you, darkness will become light, and everyone will speak of your deed for which you will be denounced for all time to come. 37. But then Simeon, the Pharisee, raised his voice and said, "How foolish your talk is and so full of lies. Why should we fear the people?" 38. You have taught the people falsely, despised our laws and called them lies, so for this you must now suffer. 39. You thought we would not capture you and bring you to trial, but you were mistaken. 40. One of those who was with you is not of your mind and has betrayed you for 30 pieces of silver, namely, Judas Iscariot. 41. Jmanuel answered, saying, "Truly, I say to you, for a long time you may succeed in accusing Judas Iscariot as my betrayer before the people, but the truth will come out and be known by all people throughout the entire world." 42. Namely, that my betrayer is not Judas Iscariot but is your son, Judas Iscariot, who bears the name of his father, the Pharisee. 43. Simeon Iscariot, the Pharisee, was furious, stepped up and struck Jmanuel in the face with his fist because he was afraid of his true words. 44. After this happened, the disciples, fearful and discouraged, turned away from Jmanuel and fled. 45. Those who had seized Jmanuel led him to Caiaphas, the high priest, where the scribes, Pharisees, and elders of the people had gathered to pass judgment on him. Jmanuel before the high council. 46. The chief priests, however, and the high counselors sought false testimony against Jmanuel so they might put him to death. 47. And even though many false and bribed witnesses appeared, they were unable to find any false testimony. 48. Finally, two stepped forward and said, "He has said that God is not creation, but simply a man like you and me." 49. He also said that he was begotten by a guardian angel of God, by the name of Gabriel. 50. Caiaphas, the high priest, arose and said to Jmanuel, "Will you not reply to what these two bear witness against you?" 51. But Jmanuel remained silent and smiled benignly. Therefore the high priest spoke to him, "I'll adjure you by the living God to tell us if you were begotten by the angel Gabriel, who is an angel of God, as the scriptures attest." 52. And Jmanuel replied, "As you say, but I also say to you that God is not creation. Instead he is Lord over the three human lineages that were begotten on earth through his will." 53. God has come from the vastness of the universe and has brought the world under his will. Therefore he is the supreme emperor of these three human populations. 54. One of them is here in this country, which you have deprived of its rights and subjugated, another is in the east as far as the land of India, and the third is in the north from the land of the king with horns to the sea where icy mountains drift in the water. 55. There are seven human lineages living in all the directions of the wind, from one end of the earth to the other. 56. God is Lord over them also, although they serve other gods who also are not of this earth. 57. If you consider God to be creation, you are mistaken and commit a sacrilege against the truth. 58. Just as you are human like I am, so God is human, except that in spirit and consciousness he is very much more advanced than the human lineages procreated by him. 59. God and his celestial sons are other human lineages who have come from the stars out of the depths of space in their machines of metal. 60. Creation stands immeasurably higher than God and his celestial sons, who are the guardian angels. 61. Creation alone is the incalculable mystery that begets life and, thus, stands immeasurably far above God and indeed all life. 62. Recognize the truth of this teaching, so that you may attain knowledge and wisdom in truth. 63. Thereupon Caiaphas, the high priest, rent his clothes and spoke with rage. He has blasphemed God, the Creator. Why should we need further testimony against him? Behold, now you have heard his blasphemy for yourselves. 64. What punishment do you think he deserves? 65. They answered, saying, he deserves death. 66. Then they beat him with their fists and spat in his face. 67. And some of them struck him from behind and said, prophesy, you great king of wisdom and son of a celestial son, who is it that's speeding you? 68. Peter had followed Manuel in the group, and hid among the people looking through the doors and windows. Thus, he saw what was being done to Jmanuel. 69. Then a maid approached him and said, aren't you one of the disciples of this Jmanuel from Galilee? The denial by Peter. 70. When Peter was asked by the maid, he denied it and said, what kind of nonsense do you accuse me of? I don't know what you're talking about. 71. But because of the maid's question, he was afraid and wanted to escape from the place, for he feared for his life. 72. As he walked out the door, behold, another woman saw him and told the people, this man was together with the blasphemer from Nazareth. 73. But Peter lied a second time, and, raising his hand as in an oath, said, truly, I don't know that confused person. 74. And when Peter left the house, those who had been standing there came up to him, saying, aren't you one of those who serve this Jmanuel? You're giving yourself away through your manner of speech. 75. Peter began to revile Jmanuel, cursed himself and swore, I don't know this crazy person or his blasphemous teachings of God. 76. But soon thereafter a rooster crowed three times, and Peter thought of Jmanuel's words, and he hurriedly ran away from there and wept bitterly. Chapter 29. The Suicide of Judah Iscariot. Judah Iscariot, the betrayer of Jmanuel, was among the counselors who wanted to kill Jmanuel. 2. But when he saw what appalling injustice and torture Jmanuel was undergoing, and that his face was bloody, he felt repentant. Suddenly great distress and misery was within him. 3. At odds with himself, he took his money bag, tossed it before the chief priests and council elders and said, 4. I have done evil to this person because I was thinking only of gold and silver and goods and wealth. 5. I repent that I have betrayed innocent blood because his teachings do not seem evil to me. 6. But the chief priests and elders replied, of what concern is that to us? 7. Behold, it is up to you what you want to do to live in peace with yourself. 8. And Judah Iscariot wept and fled from there, and soon he hanged himself from a tree branch in the field of the potter beyond the walls of the city. 9. The chief priests, however, took the pieces of silver and said, "It is useless to put them into the collection box, because this is blood money. What shall we do with it?" 10. Then one of the sons of the elders came forth and said, "I'll follow Judah Iriot, and he has hanged himself from a tree branch in the field of the potter." 11. Thereupon Caiaphas, the high priest, said, "Well then, give this blood money to the potter and buy his field with it for the burial of strangers." 12. At dawn the following day the business matter was settled, and Judah Iriot, the betrayer of Jemanuel, was the first to be buried in the field. 13. But the chief priests and elders of the council spread the news among the people that Judas Iscariot, the disciple of Jemanuel, had hanged himself as Jemanuel's betrayer and was hurriedly buried in the field of the potter. 14. The people believed this talk, and they said, "He betrayed his friend for pieces of silver, and it serves him right that he hanged himself." 15. "He has taken a blood guilt upon himself, and so from now on the field of the potter shall be known as the field of blood." Before Pilate. 16. Jemanuel, however, was brought before Pilate, the governor, who asked him, "Are you Jemanuel, whom they call the King of Wisdom?" 17. He said, "As you say, this is what the people call me." 18. And Pilate asked and spoke, "Is it also said that you were begotten by the angel Gabriel, who is an angel of God?" 19. But he said, "As you say." 20. Pilate inquired once again, saying, "Let us hear your wisdom, for your teachings are new to me." 21. Jemanuel spoke, "Behold, eons ago, I returned from the realm of a higher world in order to fulfill a difficult task, and now I was begotten by a celestial son to be a prophet in this life. This came to pass according to destiny and the desire of God, the ruler over the three lineages of terrestrial humans procreated by him." 22. "Through his kindness, I have added to my knowledge in this incarnation by gaining great insight and learning true wisdom, which was imparted to me by his teachers over a period of 40 days and 40 nights. 23. Furthermore, I had traveled extensively to faraway places and lived for many years in the land of India. There I was taught much knowledge and many secrets by the great wise and knowledgeable men who are known as masters. 24. When I have fulfilled my mission here, I will return there with Thomas, my brother, who is a faithful disciple of mine." 25. When they heard Jemanuel's speech, the elders and chief priests became very agitated and shouted in front of Pilate, "Do you hear his blasphemy?" 26. Thereupon Pilate asked him, "Don't you hear how harshly they accuse you? Don't you wish to justify yourself?" 27. Jemanuel answered him, saying, "Behold, I will carry my burden as it is destined." 28. "But it is also true that many do oppose me and will testify falsely against me, whence I will not find justice." 29. "Truly, I say to you, many dogs will kill a hare, regardless of how many turns it makes." 30. "It is also customary among humans that the most righteous person does not find justice, because it doesn't matter whether many or few testify against him, as long as they are highly regarded." 31. "Justice rules only in the laws of nature, because they are the laws of creation." 32. "But among humans there is little justice, and it is decided according to their social status and their wealth." 33. "Therefore I ask you, how could I expect justice by this standard?" 34. Pilate said, "Judging from the way you speak, you are very wise and I see no fault in you." 35. "I question the teaching you just uttered, but in this, too, I see no guilt, for everyone should find salvation according to their faith. 36. But since you have nothing to say regarding your innocence that would counter the denunciation of the chief priests and the elders, I see no hope for you, because their will is my command, to which I must be pliant. 37. But Manuel did not answer him, which surprised the governor very much. The conviction of Manuel. 38. At the time of the Passover feast, Governor Pilate customarily released to the people whichever prisoner they most wanted, except for those guilty of murder or of causing death. 39. At this time he held a special prisoner by the name of Barabbas. 40. And when the people were gathered, Pilate asked them, "Which one do you want me to release, Barabbas, the criminal, or Manuel, who is said to be a king of wisdom and the son of an angel?" 41. But he well knew that the chief priests and elders had bribed the people by giving them copper, gold and silver, so they would plead for the release of Barabbas and the death of Manuel. 42. For he well knew that they had turned him over out of envy and hatred, since his teachings appealed to the people. 43. His wife had also implored Pilate by saying, "Have nothing to do with this righteous man, for today I suffered greatly in my dreams because of him, and I find that his teachings are good." Therefore, he was favorably inclined towards Manuel. 44. But among the people there was much screaming, and he asked once again, "Which one shall I release to you?" 45. Slowly the screaming stopped, and the governor raised his voice a third time, asking, "Which one of these two shall I release?" 46. And the people screamed, "Release Barabbas." 47. And Pilate asked them, "Thus it shall be. But what shall I do with him who is said to be Manuel, a king of wisdom?" 48. And the people shouted, "Crucify him. Have him crucified." 49. But the governor was not willing and asked very angrily, "What evil has he done that you want him crucified?" 50. "He only taught a new doctrine, and for this he should suffer death? Where then is the freedom of speech, thought and opinion?" 51. But the people screamed even louder, "Have him crucified! Have him crucified!" 52. When Pilate realized there was great unrest and turmoil, and that he could do nothing against the will of these people, who had been bribed, he took a pitcher of water and washed his hands before the people, saying, 53. "You decide what should be done with him." 54. "He is the prisoner of the elders and chief priests, so let them judge him." 55. "I will have nothing to do with this just man. I am innocent of doing anything to him and wash my hands before you in innocence." 56. But the people milled about, shouting, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" 57. Then Pilate turned Manuel over to the chief priests and elders and released Barabbas to the people. 58. And the chief priests and elders had Manuel whipped and handed him over to be crucified. 59. The people screamed and shouted and cursed Manuel. 60. However, the chief priests and elders indulged themselves in self-praise and were in good spirits because their intrigue had been successful. Chapter 30. Defamation of Manuel. Prophetic Declaration. The Crucifixion. I. The governor's soldiers agreed with the chief priests and the elders and, dragging Manuel with them into the courthouse, they brought the entire crowd in with him. 2. They undressed him and put a purple mantle on him. 3. They made a wreath of thorns, placed it on his head, put a reed into his right hand and, bending their knees before him, said, 4. "We greet you, great King of Wisdom of the Jews." 5. And they spat on him, took the reed from his hand, and beat him on the head with it until blood ran down his face. 6. When he was wretched and bleeding, Caiaphas, the high priest, asked, How are you doing now, great king of wisdom? 7. Butch Manuel was quiet and said not one word. 8. Then they hit him again on the head, and he moaned in pain and began to speak. Indeed it is the truth that I am the king of wisdom of the Jews, as it is written by the old prophets. Thus, I am also the true prophet of all humankind on earth. But in all truth, I am not the prophet of those confused Israelites who call themselves the sons and daughters of Zion. 9. Truly, I say to you, just as you beat and mock me, you shall be beaten and mocked by those whom you, since ancient times, have enslaved and whose land you and your forefathers have plundered. 10. And the time will come in 50 years when you will have to atone for this, when the legitimate owners of the land, whom you have enslaved and deprived of their rights, will begin to rise up against you and fight against you on into the distant future. 11. A new man will arise in this land as a prophet, and he will legally and rightfully condemn and persecute you, and you shall pay with your blood. 12. This man will establish a new religious cult specifically for the forceful preservation of the truthful teachings and will have himself recognized as a prophet. Through these actions he will persecute you for all times. 13. Although according to your claim he will be a false prophet, just as you slanderously claim of me, he will bring you new teachings that will seem false to you. Nonetheless, he will be a true prophet, and he will have great power. He will have your people persecuted for all times. 14. His name will be Muhammad, and his name will bring horror, misery and death to your kind, just as you deserve. 15. Truly, truly, I say to you, his name will be written for you in blood, and because of your offenses the hatred against your people will be endless. 16. In this way, he will be a true prophet, even though you will claim him to be a false one, and he will bring you teachings that will in part seem confusing and unintelligible to you. His emerging religious cult will eventually end when his and your followers lay the foundation for a bloody conclusion. His teachings, too, will be distorted and falsified, and will result in an evil and confused religious cult. 17. And as he spoke in this manner, the chief priests and members of the council of elders seethed with rage and beat him so harshly that he collapsed and whimpered. 18. Once they had beaten and mocked him, they took off his mantle, put back on him only his nether garments and led him away in order to crucify him. 19. Upon his right shoulder they placed a heavy wooden cross, so that he himself would have to carry this great burden to the place of his own death. 20. But the cross was heavy, and Shmanuel groaned under the burden. His blood combined with his sweat into a vile mixture. 21. Shmanuel collapsed under the heavy burden because his strength left him. 22. But when a stranger came along by the name of Simon of Cyrene, they forced him to help carry the cross. 23. Soon they arrived at the place called Golgotha. 24. His path there was difficult, because he was being beaten, reviled and mocked. 25. They gave him wine to drink mixed with the bile from animals. 26. When he tasted it, he did not want to drink it, and so they beat him to make him drink it. 27. Then they forced him down on the cross while beating him, and nailed his hands and feet onto the wood. This was done for the first time and contrary to custom, because until then the crucified were tied to the cross. 28. After they had nailed him upon the cross and directed it, they divided his clothing among themselves by casting lots. 29. And they sat around and guarded him, so that no one would come to take him from the cross. 30. Also, two murderers were crucified with him, one to his right and one to his left, so he was between them. 31. Those all around him defamed, mocked and ridiculed him. 32. They shouted, since you are the king of wisdom, help yourself. 33. And since you are the son of a celestial son and possess great power, get down from the cross. 34. The scribes, Pharisees, chief priests and elders of the people likewise mocked him, saying, 35. You helped others, but you cannot help yourself. 36. Since you are a king of wisdom, get down from the cross and help yourself. 37. If you do that, we will believe in you and your teachings. 38. He trusted in his wisdom and in his being the son of the angel Gabriel. 39. Thus, let his wisdom or the angel Gabriel save him now if he so desires. 40. Likewise, the murderers crucified to his right and left mocked and reviled him. 41. Then the sky clouded over, the sun became dark, and a great storm spread across the land, which was rare at that time of year but happened now and then. 42. The terrible storm raged for 3 hours before the sun again broke through the clouds. 43. At that time Jmanuel cried out, I'm thirsty. Give me something to drink. 44. And right away one of the chief priests ran, took a sponge, soaked it in vinegar and stuck it on a lance for him to drink. 45. But when the others saw that, they scolded the man, saying, Stop! Do not give him any more to drink. Let us see how long he can bear this. 46. And behold, a final powerful thunderclap broke up the storm, whereupon the entire land trembled, and the ground shook. 47. Amid the tremendous thunder, Jmanuel again cried out, but nobody understood him, because his speech was confused. 48. Then his head fell forward, he slipped into a state of near death, and they presumed he was dead. 49. It came to pass that a soldier took his lance and stabbed Jmanuel in his loin to ensure that he was dead. 50. Blood mixed with water flowed from the wound, as is the case when a person is dead or in a near-death state. 51. Thus the soldier thought Jmanuel was dead, and he informed the others. 52. They were all astonished, because it was unusual for the crucified to dry so quickly. 53. But since the soldier had told them so, they believed him and departed. 54. Among them were also many women and others who watched from a distance. Because they were followers of Jmanuel, they had served him and followed him from Galilee. 55. Among them were Jmanuel's mother, Mary, and Mary Magdalene, and others. 56. Once the people had departed, they went to him, knelt before the cross and wept bitterly because they, too, thought Jmanuel was dead. 57. Also among them, however, was Joseph of Arimathea, a follower of Jmanuel. 58. After a short while he noticed that Jmanuel was not quite dead, but he told no one. Entombment. 59. He quickly went into the city, to Pilate, and asked him for the body of Jmanuel so that he could bury him. 60. Pilate ordered that he should be given to him. 61. And many people went with him and they removed Jmanuel from the cross. Joseph wrapped the body in pure linen, which he had previously coated so as to form an image of Jmanuel. 62. Joseph of Arimathea then carried the body of Jmanuel all the way as far as Jerusalem and placed it outside the city into his own tomb, which he had arranged to be cut into a rock for his future burial. 63. And he rolled a large stone in front of the door of the tomb and went to obtain medicine so he could take care of Jmanuel. 64. The entrance of the tomb was guarded by soldiers and Jmanuel's mother so no one could enter and steal the body. 65. Joseph of Arimathea, however, sought out Jmanuel's friends from India and returned with them to the tomb. There they entered through a secret second entrance unknown to the henchmening soldiers, and for 3 days and 3 nights they nursed him. Soon he was in better health and again with good strength. 66.